You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back for another blissful episode of the Big Wigs podcast with your host, Anna Roisman, and myself, Andrea Lopez. We're here. We're ready to go. We've been traveling, and I can't wait to catch up with my girl, Anna. So
I know. You seem so zen. Do you have to be quiet because you're like near parents or something? I'm like, she's like, hello, welcome back to Big Wigs.
Hi. Basically, this is a new, we just got picked up by NPR. And so we are doing a, hi. No. Yeah, I'm in Chicago, so I don't want to be too loud because I'm recording, you know, from the fam house. I have to be respectful of the home.
I'm in my bed, and honestly, I hate doing this because I make my bed perfectly every day, and so I don't touch it the rest of the day, but like, Jared's working in the other room, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to go and sit in the bedroom. So here she is, live from bed, coming to you live. I'm dressed, though, if you're watching the YouTube, so don't worry.
I was going to say, do we get a little bit of a shoulder off the shoulder? Do we get a little bit of PJs?
No. Nothing. Do you know that I have a PJ collection? Do you know this about me? Like, I used to host a show where I had to wear pajamas every week. I had like sponsors and I have hundreds and hundreds of pajamas.
I'm obsessed. Partly because on Real Housewives of New York, Dorinda, they always wake up with these like silky PJs and yeah. I love the look. So your idea, did you make this idea off of your love of PJs or did you
forever
just think
I've always had matching pajamas, like at least for the last 10 years I've always gotten like beautiful match. I got rid of a lot when I moved, but I was like a hardcore pajama girl, and it's funny because I sleep naked but I wear them before bed. Like I won't if I'm in a hotel or something, but like, or at my parents, god forbid, but at home I don't wear any clothes to bed anymore. That just became the norm.
That just became the norm. I mean, yeah, I guess. No, I definitely like to be fully clothed in like a million different layers.
To go to bed?
Oh, yeah. Because I like the room to be kind of cold temperature. So I like to at least feel like I've got some clothes on. Now, if I'm sleeping in like, if I'm in Fiji, sure. I'm in a cabana. Yeah, it's already hot. But otherwise.
I like it cold too, but I still will sleep naked, like in my own bed at home. Because I have like really warm, like, you know, I have a good down comforter and shit. I like make it like hotel.
It's got to be paradise sleep comfort. But the show that you did, fully in PJs, and what was it called?
Unemployed Show. It was the Unemployed Show. It was my.
I don't remember you dressing in PJs.
Every week. Oh, it's all I wore. It was pajamas. Even
this
when I did
the live show, not the pod. I'm thinking of the podcast because you brought me on. Okay, different.
No, the live show, everybody had to wear pajamas. All my guests wore pajamas and I wore pajamas. And I had like people like send me pajamas and stuff because they were like, that was the look. It was so fun. And I have great pajamas from it, but those are the olden days. Now I get dressed. It's crazy. Now I wear real clothes.
It's a different life. We are adults. I bought some new PJs that are from Show Me Your Moo Moo. They have butterflies on them. I thought I was going to be wearing them every night, but for some reason, the silk just makes... I wake up and I have a humongous wedgie, so...
Oh, no.
Silk PJs are just not for me. They're kind of just like the look, and then you go to bed, and then I put sweatpants on. But the silk, I don't know. The silk just like doesn't vibe with the body for me.
I will say, I sleep in a thong. I do sleep in underwear. I don't sleep fully naked. I don't want the... You know what I mean? Like,
you
get up in the night, you got to pee. Like, you're not your most graceful when you're half asleep. So I'm like, no. You got to wear underwear to bed. Like, that's my rule.
Absolutely. And we heard your preferences on hotel sleeping. And you just came back from San Fran.
I did. I flew in last night. I flew all day. Because I hate coming back from the West Coast. It really, you lose a day. Coming back from like Europe. You get like, it's like time didn't even happen. It's amazing.
Because you take a red eye too, so it's kind of nice. Like wake up and,
well, not back, but going there. Yes, going there. Mm-hmm. I came back from San Francisco. I was there all weekend. It rained all weekend. First time there. Really wanted to at least see, you know, sun. The sun came out for like a moment, and I was like, God heard me. But like
a moment,
like,
yeah,
literally one moment. Like a cloud like moved, and it was like sun for not full sun, but for a second. Mm-hmm. But it was fun. I was there at the San Francisco Sketch Fest, which I've never done before. I was supposed to do it in 2020, and then that got postponed. And
holy
obviously,
shit! Did they not do it for 3 years? They did it remote, and it wasn't the same.
No, they did it last year. They've done it since the pandemic, but I just didn't do it last year. But yeah, I got to do it. I did three shows. I went to the parties. I saw people. It was a lot of fun. There were a lot of comedians. There's 3 weekends. So if you guys are in the San Fran area, you could go next weekend or the weekend after. There's Paul Giamatti's doing a show. Weird Al Yankovic had a show. Like, there's like huge Holy stars shit. on the San Francisco Sketch Fest. So I highly recommend checking out the schedule. And if you missed me this past weekend, well, you're lost. You know, I gotta say,
definitely.
I was only there one weekend. Yeah, they kind of asked like what my availability was, and I was like, I don't. I guess the first weekend, like I didn't like.
Yeah, yeah. I think first weekend would honestly be the most buzz because everybody's excited. They're there. It's new.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun.
Did you meet anybody? Anybody crazy? Any crazy stories? Run-ins?
I did. I met Brayden from The Bachelor. Okay, I'm a huge Bachelor fan. You don't watch, but like. Brayden was on Charity Season, and then Brayden was on Bachelor in Paradise. And shout out to Brayden. He did. My friend Arden has a podcast called Will You Accept This Rose, which is a very funny podcast. And so they did a live show at the festival called the Bachelor Draft. So we did a Bachelorette draft, the Bachelor Draft for this season, because it came out last. It started last night. So that was really fun. We did a draft of like top three, who's going to be like the fire starter, who's going to be next Bachelorette. And like, so Brayden was on the panel with them, and he's not a comedian or anything, and everyone else is. And he was so funny. He was great. And I met him after, and we became friends. We took a selfie, and I was like, even though I'm a comedian, they were like, this is Anna. She's our friend. She's a comedian. I'm like, okay, but I'm also like in Bachelor Nation. I'm a huge fan. He wore a lot of earrings. It's funny because I was going to do his impression at one point.
I can't deal with the earring look. If he wears a goddamn feather hanging from his left earlobe, I'm out. Like, I just
he's
I can't so take
hot.
Seriously. It
doesn't matter. He looks great.
What?
Yeah,
with
he's
the
so
earrings?
Cute.
No.
Yeah. He's so hot. He owns it. And everyone wore earrings. It was funny. There were people in the audience like wearing earrings because they knew he was like the special guest. So it was really like everyone wore dangling.
That's his
Arden,
thing.
The
they
host,
weird that
made dangling earrings for him, like of him, which was really funny.
Of his face?
Yeah. Like a cutout photo of him. Yeah. It was great. I loved it. And the draft was great. And so it made me so excited for the season. So I watched last night, which was kind of long. Honestly, that first episode's always long. It's never.
Isn't it like
good.
3 hours?
I think it was two hours. I like had to fast forward through it. So I can't honestly tell you because I was like behind because I landed when it was already on. So I was watching it like 2 hours after the fact.
Wanted to catch it in real time. Yeah. Or at least as close to it as possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I did try and do one touristy thing in San Fran because like I had to while I was there. I was like, I have to see the Full House backdrop. Like the painted ladies, it's called. You know, those
have to. Oh, those the like houses cascading
the houses
down
on the row. Yeah. Yeah. They're called the painted ladies. And it wasn't raining. So Ben, my friend Ben, who I did my show with, like we went over to the painted ladies and we fully like everyone's there taking photos. You know what I mean? It's like a huge tourist trap. And it's just like they're smaller than I thought, you know, as everything is in person. And we set up. It was so muddy because it had been raining like nonstop. It was so muddy. But we were like still just determined to. Just do one quick like music video of the Full House theme song. I haven't even watched it because we're like creeping through the mud and like other people are taking photos and stuff. But I'm like fully just blasting whatever happened to predictability. And we're like dancing around in the mud.
The paper boy.
Very funny.
Evening. Is everybody else around you enjoying because they put the song on? I feel like it would just be a flash mob.
I would think so. I also, you know me, I can like go out naked and block everyone out of my sight. So like, I was like, I don't care. Like, I wonder if Ben cared, but I was like, whatever. We played the song. Dance, go. You got one moment to do this because it's going to rain again and we're fucked. So it was funny. I wanted to see the Mrs. Doubtfire house. We went to the street it was on, but it was too far. Once I figured out where it was, I was like, no, I don't care that hard.
I was going to say, I feel like you did take a picture at least somewhere close to that. And I didn't even know. I totally forget that Mrs. Doubtfire was in San Fran.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. I did Doug Loves Movies the other day, which is a very popular podcast there. And I fucking, you know, I had to know San Francisco based movies and I did not. But I knew Mrs. Doubtfire. That was the one I did know because like good. That's an obvious one.
What are the other ones? Is there a whole list of San Francisco
Tons,
movies?
Tons. Like 40
Holy
of them.
Shit.
And the
what?
Ones that we had to list were on this list of top 20. So like I was so out. Like it was just, there were so many.
It's a misconception though, because they take a video of the sweeping views, and then most of the movie isn't even filmed actually
shot on a studio
in the city. Right.
I know.
It's just shot on the lot. So, but I guess you have to say it's known for being San Francisco, of course. The scenes.
Yeah. I would go back for something, you know. I don't think I'd ever like go back for like a trip, like a vacation. There are a lot of good restaurants I didn't get to eat at that I was like researching because I was like at a comedy festival, so my meals were kind of like sporadic. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
But it was a fun time. I hope I get to go do it again next year. I will go next year to the festival, like if something brings me there. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't know that I'd be like, we have a free weekend. You want to go to San Francisco?
Let's hit up San Francisco. The bridge is gorgeous. Never been.
I didn't
never
get
been
to see it. Jared was like, did you see the bridge? Did you go to the Golden Gate Bridge? And I was like, nah, it's foggy. I'm like, not going to even see it if I go
That's a disappointing thing, is like you wait so long to see a certain thing and then the weather could just ruin it.
Yeah. How's your weather? Tell us where you are right now.
Well, I went to an Indiana wedding, one of Nick's friends, this weekend, and it was 11 degrees. When I tell you
11 degrees,
but they're like, oh my God, this is nothing. It was negative 20 last week. I go, I'm sorry. Are we in Alaska? Are we in Antarctica? I don't understand
these
temperatures.
That's so cold for a wedding, too.
It's so cold. And I'm a bitch I think 32 is cold. You know why? Because they call it below freezing. Anything below 32 is freezing. So in my mind, I'm like, I'm sorry, you have experienced negative 20. Where are we? So now we're in Chicago, 2 days out from Aspen. And that's why we're recording the pod early this week, because we out here and I might die. So this is the last.
What do you mean? Wait, tell me, how was the wedding though? Was it fun?
Oh my God, of course. Yeah. Very fun. It was in a venue. Everything was right there. Very cute.
You looked hot. I saw you in a dress.
Outside. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I try to clean up. I try. It was freezing outside, so I thought a long black dress would be appropriate. Add some fur. It's great. You know, live band. They had a charcuterie board, which we rate that high. We go, okay, they have a cheese board, grazing table. Love that. They get a high score for that. So that was good. And yeah, I mean, you know, wedding schmedding. We've been to so many weddings.
You've been to so many weddings. I can't wait to go to yours. I'm just waiting for my invitation.
After you go to so many, you're not comparing everybody's wedding. Because everybody is different. It's in different cities. There's good things about each one. But it doesn't make me excited. Because now I'm thinking about all the little small things that happen. And there's so many things that can go wrong. Just at this wedding alone, the photographer canceled a week before. Called them and said, I'm taking a sabbatical. I'm overworked. I can't do your wedding. A week out. They scramble, have to find another photog. And then the night before, the flowers ghost them. They have no flowers for the wedding. They rushed to Costco, had to get all these candle votives. And
what
they
do you
had
mean
to
ghosted
make...
them? What kind of, like, don't you put like a deposit down or like discuss?
That's what
or,
I
like...
said. I said, that sounds horrendous. So they had to scramble damble, and they went and they got new centerpieces, which were just gorgeous candles everywhere. But I don't think that's the look they were going for, obviously. So we're sitting at these long tables. It was giving Hogwarts. It was giving the long, gorgeous Hogwarts dining hall, you know, with all the candles.
Yeah.
And it was like very romantic lighting in there. And we were all like, whoa, a lot of candles. But
all
just
you need is candles and romantic lighting, though. Honestly.
I'm telling you. Who doesn't look good in candle lighting, to be honest? I mean,
yeah. I got to be honest, lighting is everything for me. I did this yoga class today and like, ooh. I did not like the lights. Maybe because I'm spoiled by SoulCycle and Y7.
Yeah.
So when I go somewhere else and I'm like, why are these lights, these like fucking hospital lights, like they're like good for me. But the class was great, but I hated the lighting. That's how I felt. So
if
I think at a wedding.
A yoga class, don't they want to do low and kind of sensual?
It was low, but it was like not a good low. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a candle lit. Wedding love.
Yeah.
Like I like a good candle. I'm all about the lighting. I have bad lighting right now in my apartment. Not bad, just not enough, which is not good all the time. I need to see
You want more soft?
No, I need brighter.
I need to see my soups. I
need
feel like
to
you
see
have
my
great lighting food. In your apartment, especially the natural lighting that comes in. It's nice.
Oh, I have great windows. Yeah. I got good natural light. But in terms of my unnatural light, I need to work on that game. That could be better.
Lighting is essential. It really is. And yeah, so then headed to Aspen. And if anybody has any ski advice, let me know. I already know about this pizza. I know about this French fries.
Pizza and French fries in Aspen?
It's if you want to go slow, pizza. if you want to go fast.
Oh, I thought you meant like you got recommendations of places. And I was like, oh, wow. People are sending you like good food recs, like pizza and French fries.
No, you know what I am going to get wrong is the name of this ski shop that I just saw Kendall Jenner at. I think it's called Kibosabi. It's not. It's a place with famous hats. They're like $500, like Aspen, like cowgirl, very Western almost, snow vibes. It's
Aspen
not
has good
Kibosabi.
Shopping, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with my credit cards because a bitch has nothing. So
fancy
town. I'm going to browse. Yeah, I'm going to browse. I really wanted those Moomoo boots, you know, those humongous snow boots. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe I could find them on Rent the Runway. I didn't get them, so...
Moon boots, you mean? Or
yeah,
like
those
you
moon
want
boots.
The fur ones?
The big moon boots that everybody wears, they literally look like
they're made by
two
moon
sizes
boots.
Too big.
Yeah, that's
is the company
name.
Called Moon Boots?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I feel like I've had them over the years. They're not crazy expensive.
Yeah, I'm talking about the big ones and they've got that big thing across.
Yeah, the wrap around.
In my mind, I'm thinking they're like $350.
Hold
I just wouldn't be able to purchase that and then I guess I could put them
they're
in my storage
$195. $240 at Bloomingdale's.
But see, $240 at Bloomingdale's.
I was like, well, because they're taller ones. But I was like, I've seen those. Like, I don't think they're like, they're not like a $600 boot. You know what I mean? Like, they're.
Yeah.
They're a boot. They're a boot.
Listen,
they're a boot.
I'm doing my best with the Aspen looks, but I'm not one to be like OOTD. So that's just not the content I do, but I'll be taking pics of the outfits because in my mind I choose the outfits, but I'm not doing a get ready with me in Aspen. Okay. That's not the content that I feel comfortable doing.
No, but I mean like get ready with me in Aspen is like
here's
a house.
Here's my leggings. Here's my boots. Here's my coat. But I do have some fashionable hats that I'm bringing out. I've got the fur Russian hats. I've got the big fluffy earmuffs. So we've got some fashion we're showing out. So anyways, that's before or after I break my coccyx on the slopes, but we'll see.
Wait, when's the last time you went skiing?
I actually, in my adult life, only have been one time, and that was last year in the Poconos, which is, if you know you're from the East Coast, it's in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah. Poconos are close.
It's nothing to... It's a small,
they're like,
icy slope.
They're like baby hills compared to like... The real mountains.
Yeah. Yeah. So
can I ask,
that was a,
is his
year.
Family like a big ski family? Like, are you going with like pros? So you're going to have to like kind of do your own thing during the day or?
I think we're going to go together as a fam on the first day and then everybody's going to disperse because his brother is great at snowboarding. The sister goes skiing. The parents go skiing. Nick.
Yeah.
I've seen him do his thing. He can survive. He's good.
What does he do? Ski or snowboard?
Everybody skis and then the brother snowboards.
Fun.
So,
and his birthday is next week, right? Happy birthday, Nick.
Thank you. Oh my God. Look at you remembering. Yeah.
Well,
it is
that's
next.
Why. Isn't this the Aspen trip for his birthday? Of course, I'm going
to
remember
be
next
like
birthday.
Fam, you know, what, where, when is Jared's birthday? I don't know that.
March 23rd.
March 23rd. Also coming up soon. Okay. Very close
March
to my dad. Oh my God. And I've had this revelation before. He's very calm like my dad. Yes.
He's an Aries. Mm-hmm. What is Nick?
Whatever is February. He's a, oh my God. It's the opposite.
What
of
date is his birthday? Don't fuck this
February
up.
If February 9th.
Oh. I thought his birthday was like, well, I guess that is in 2 weeks, right? Like,
yes.
Two
but
weeks?
My other close friend is February 8th, Rachel. And what is that sign? Oh my
Couldn't
God, they're very
you.
Organized. They're good at planning.
Aquarius.
That's it? Yes.
I'm guessing.
Yes.
Is it?
I'm almost positive. That's what Rachel is as well. Yeah. Aquarius.
I think I saw that there's a full moon in Aquarius soon. So I was like, yeah. Oh, it must be Aquarius season.
It's a full moon.
I follow my moon. You know I follow my moon signs.
You're so good at that. Their strength is intelligence and their weaknesses can be overly critical.
Checks out. Sounds like checks out.
Let's see March 23rd sign.
The Aries just like of it all.
The Aries. Yeah, here we go. Same thing. The strength, determined, weakness, impulsive.
That's me. I'm impulsive.
But Jared does very well with your impulsive decisions. He follows suit and he's very much on board for them.
Yeah, he's used to it by now. Like, I'll be like, let's go do this. And he'll be like, okay.
Guess
no
we're doing
time
this.
To stop me.
How was a mother while you were away? Did he handle the puppies well?
Yeah, he did great. I mean, like, there were a few times he was like, it was hard to cook because the dogs were like, you know, it's a lot with two. It's a lot, because if one of them makes an accident or a mistake, then it's a gamble. The second one is gonna walk in it or do that too. Like, he was like, there was one point he's like, both of them just like, they like, I don't know, huddled up and decided, let's just both go pee on the rug at the same exact moment. Which is just like, you can't pick them both up if they're like on opposite sides of the room. Like, what the fuck? But he did great. He's such a good dog owner. And I'm a terrible, I think I've given up. I don't know. I'm just so bad. I used to be so good when I had to. But now that I have like such a wonderful partner to do it, I'm just like, oh, wow.
You just see how good they are. And you're like, I don't even need to assist. Yeah. I think you're doing great.
He's doing great. And I think, yeah, and they're coming to LA with us next week, which will be so fun. So cute.
Wait, this is the first in LA. Their first travel trip.
No, we traveled with them already. They've already
been
on the plane.
You first brought them over. Yes, but this is like cross country. This is a big deal.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's a couple hours more. It's not going to be that crazy. Like, they're good in the car. I make my dogs travel dogs. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a skill.
Yeah, train him.
You got it. So I'm excited about that. But he's been great with them. He's been good. And speaking I'll say one thing, and then we got to take a quick break. You know, it's a big year for my dogs. Like, to name them Elton John and Billy Joel. Like, Elton John just became an EGOT, which is so fucking cool. He just EGOTed, and
huge.
Billy Joel has his first new song coming out since like 2017. My dad hates Billy Joel famously, and it's a problem because I love him, and I don't love him, but I love his music, but I don't know him. And my dad was like, literally, I texted him that the headline that Billy Joel has a new song coming out. My dad goes, oh, wow. If he writes a couple more in the next, he might have a new album in the next 135 years.
don't wait around. Excuse me. Sometimes excellence takes time.
Yeah. He also doesn't need it. I'm like, he doesn't need it. He's got the hits. We'll go see him with the old hits. You know, he starts playing new shit, people will be like, excuse me, Uptown Girl, throw it at me.
Don't ruin a good thing. That's in my mind. That's what I always think. I was just listening to old Kanye, and I'm thinking, honestly, I don't want any new Kanye.
Oh my God, I would not listen to Kanye anymore.
Well, I listen to like the old good shit, you know, like Flashing Lights. I live for that song. And I just don't want anything else from this new Kanye. I don't. I have no interest. So if Billy Joel wants to come out with one more classic, I'm good with that.
Also, Justin Timberlake apparently has I watched Entertainment Tonight on the plane, and they were like, his big comeback is happening now. And I was like,
don't want it.
That's
I don't
weird.
Want it.
He's musical guest on SNL or something soon.
Which, really?
No, I don't know how many people are watching SNL these days, but that's his comeback. I don't know. Yeah, like in like a couple of weeks, they just announced it or something.
Interesting. Yeah, well, I did a poll on my story because I wasn't able to watch this past week's SNL. And most of everybody said I don't watch it anymore, which kind of made me sad. But the people that did watch it said it was eh. I'll watch it for the good guests, though. And I love Marcelo Hernandez.
Yeah. No, there's good people on it. I just think the writing isn't what it used to be. And like, I heard this episode sucked. I watched the monologue. It wasn't a comedy monologue. It was just kind of like him being like, you know, oh, I get to be an actor, blah, blah, blah.
I'm
like,
so what appreciative to be here. And I love acting, and I'm really, really tall. And I'm hot. Yeah, everybody said that it went back to Jacob just being hot. Jacob Elordi was a special guest, and they just referenced him being tall and hot. It's like he's something else besides that. Dumb. You know,
all right, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with some more movie discussion because we got a lot to discuss. And we're back, bitches. I always like saying that. No, but it's a huge day for movies. We had Oscar nominations come out this morning. I love nominations day. I like get up and like just go read all of them like four times because I can't remember. And then I initially like to like know who was snubbed in my head before I read like the snubbed lists. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
Oh, so you can kind of figure it out, put the pieces together yourself.
Like,
yeah.
Because I don't want to like read it and then be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like to like see like, because I've seen a lot of the movies, you know, being on the SAG nominating committee. And,
you know, SAG nominating, of course.
It's me. And so I was shocked by some of them. I mean, not shocked, but I was like, oh, really? Pissed off, I guess, is more of the term. Did you read the nominations today?
Here's my thing. I only watch the awards. I never read the nominations. I don't give a rat's ass. I just want to know who wins. So that's why I have you.
I've always been psychotic because I'm like, if I'm going to be a movie star, I have to know everything about it. And I like have always been obsessed with the Oscars. So like, I was like, yes. I'm like ready for nominations day, Golden Globes nomination, all of it.
I get excited about Emmys and Golden Globes. But once it hits the Oscars, I go, okay, just give me the rundown. Just give me the rundown. That's it.
That's the biggest one.
I know, but I'm like, we've been through so many already. I've been through so many speeches. I've been through so many intros. So many. And
well, it's not going to happen, I think, until like late March or something. I think the Oscars, they're far away.
Some time.
Yeah, yeah, they're a while. But nominations came out. Best Picture noms. I think I even posted the Best Picture noms. Those, none of them surprised me because you know what? They nominate like 40 people. Someone called me. I love that. I'm like, my phone is on silent, so I had 3 missed calls. I'm like, why is everyone, my sister, my mom, someone must have died.
Oh my God.
God forbid. But you know, when you have like 10 missed calls and they're all like family members and you're like, why is everyone calling me at the same time? Anyway, I hope that's
not. Is anybody pregnant? Is anybody expecting?
No.
Sometimes it's not death, Anna. Sometimes it's a baby.
I always go to death. Wait, I wanted to say the nominations here for Best Picture. You know, that's the thing about Best Picture. Like, there's like always 12. Do you know what I mean? And then you go to like Best Actor, Supporting Actor. There's like 5 or 6.
Way
so
less.
Someone's going to get the fucking axe. I'm just going to say to you, because I bet you didn't read them, the nominees for Best Picture. American Fiction. I haven't seen it. Anatomy of a Fall. Haven't seen it. Barbie. The Holdovers. Killers of the Flower Moon. Maestro. Oppenheimer. Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest.
It's got to be Oppenheimer or I would say Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, I think Oppenheimer is going to take it. It's been doing very well on the like circuit, and it was a great movie, and it was like an epic movie. You know, it's one of those movies people will watch years to come. A lot of these, too. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, it's really hard. It's such a different, you know, the thing for Best Picture, like Golden Globes will split it, you know, like, musical or comedy and drama, like
exactly here, that one. I like that
we got Barbie versus, you know, Poor Things. Very different vibes, you know. Very different.
So movies. Different, like, that's why it's hard, because it's, what are we basing it on?
Yeah,
I like it when they categorize them.
Of Barbie, here's where we get into the snubs. Okay, Margot Robbie did not get a nomination for Barbie.
Actually shocking,
right?
She was, you know, what should have got nominated? Margot Robbie's feet. I would have been on board for that.
Like,
that is shocking.
She was the perfect Barbie. Even, she's probably not going to win in that category, but like, at least give her the nomination. That press tour, those outfits, she committed harder to this character than anyone who's ever done any movie. Like, give her the fucking Oscar nom. I'm sorry. I was pissed off about that because I thought she was fabulous. Like, she was such a good Barbie.
I honestly lived more for the press tour than I did for the movie.
Right?
It's like, what is she going to wear next? She committed to the bit.
Committed. And now, I mean, really, we'll did. Still get to, you know, her movie's nominated, so we'll still get to see what she wears to the Oscars. Also a snub, Greta Gerwig did not get nominated for Best Director. And that movie is the highest grossing movie any female director has ever seen. And she's not even going to get the nod. Not the nod.
Depressing. What do you even say to that?
Like, one woman was nominated. I forget what, Anatomy of a Fall, I think it was, the woman who directed that. But I'm like, wait, what? Greta Gerwig, you know, deserved that nomination.
Oh, she absolutely did. No, that depresses me. That makes me, no, I don't understand. This is why I don't understand.
Yeah, that movie was basically saying, like, how to empower women and, like, stick up for yourself and go out there and not let the world take you down. And then the world fucking takes down the women who made that movie. Like, the two producers, like, Margot and Greta, like, and I feel like this happened at, what was the last award show? Maybe it was the Critics' Choice Awards, possibly. Like, they weren't nominated. Barbie won for box office or whatever, and they accepted it because they were like, yeah, like we didn't get nominated or like we didn't get our moment. It's just so weird how that works. Like,
you mean they went up to accept the award?
Yeah, because like they deserve to accept an award. Yeah,
as they deserved. Tell me who else snubbed.
They can't. Okay.
Fantasia, I see on the list here.
Leonardo DiCaprio for Killers of a Flower Moon.
Yeah, but let's be honest. I think it's now an ongoing joke. It's like, well, obviously we're not nominating Leo, even though he already has deserved 10 Oscars.
Doesn't like Leo. I know he should have 10 Oscars. Get it. You're right. He's so good. And he was so good in that movie. Did you see it? He was great.
Still have not seen it. It's on literally every time I turn my TV on. It's like recommended. Haven't watched it
yet. It's good. It's long. You need like 4 hours.
That's why I need like 3 hours for it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a long
maybe
one.
Maybe five. What do you mean maybe
well,
five?
Well, like if you take a break, you know, you want to eat.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Like sometimes I have to piss 3 times. Sit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Leo was snubbed, I think. I thought he was fantastic in that movie. I will say I'm glad they gave Bradley Cooper a nomination because he hasn't been getting nominated for much. And he's so good in the Leonard Bernstein movie. I'm like, what is it called? Maestro.
Maestro.
Playing Leonard Bernstein. He didn't get a director nomination, which I was shocked about because I thought he directed that movie really well. I really loved it.
When the article came out and said that he doesn't like to sit, so he doesn't have chairs on set. Came out that Bradley Cooper, he like doesn't support sitting because he believes that it takes away your creativity. He likes to stand. So he made this joke like, I don't even allow chairs on set. And it was referring to Maestro. And I'm like, maybe I'm going to need to take my ass. I'm going to need to sit.
I'm going to sit on the floor.
If you're on set. Yeah, I'm going to need to sit, especially when you're on set. It's like, hurry up and wait. That's the whole industry. So, yeah, he doesn't believe in. He stands for hours on end. He deserves an award for that.
He might get one. He might get one for that. Greta Lee for Past Lives did not get a nomination. I really love her in Morning Show. I haven't seen Past Lives yet, but I've heard it's fantastic. But she's been having a hot year. I'm surprised she didn't get that nomination because I've only heard like wonderful things about the actors in that movie. And then my girl, Fantasia Barrino, fucking put it all out there. She put it all out there. Have you seen The Color Purple
yet? Gave it
to
us. It is. Haven't seen it.
A sob-worthy performance. She is so good. And I really wanted that story of like her first feature film. Mm-hmm. She gets nominated for the Oscar. You know, like that just was like a moment. Color Purple didn't even get nominated for Best Picture. I was like, they really like, I loved it.
On my
I thought it was
snub
so
list.
Good.
That was another one where the press tour was absolutely great. Everybody wore purple. It was in theme. It was like,
right?
There was another purple dress. Oprah, yes.
I know. I hope they have other nominations. They must for some kind of, you know, for other like production awards. But like, because I got to see Oprah's Oscars purple outfit. You know what I mean? Like that is something we need.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I'm a little sad about some of those. But
as you should be.
Yeah. So those are the Oscar noms. When are the Oscars? That was my question.
Let's give the date. Everybody watch out for the Oscars. Because you know, that's when I come out to play. I come out to watch the show.
I should have a little baby March 10th. Maybe I'll have a baby Oscars party. I used to have a major one. Major.
You did. I think you should. We've discussed this.
Maybe I'll have a little mini one. You know, just a mini one. Because I don't want to have... Since the pandemic, I'm not into like a big hosting moment. You know what I mean? I could host lightly. I don't have any of my shit here, you know?
Oh, that's... Honestly, that takes away so much of the fun of hosting. It's like, I don't have my glasses. I don't have my champagne flutes. It's just not happening.
Yeah. So...
You gotta have all the stuff. Okay, so you said March 10th?
March 10th. Hosted by Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, God. I can't wait to see all of the shit that comes out.
Why? I love Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's a great Oscars host.
No, I do too, but you already know people are going to hate on it because people always have something to say.
No, they love him. He's done it so many years. They like him. They like him. The stars like Jimmy Kimmel. It'll be a good night. It'll be a good night. Joe Coy can't host the Oscars. Jimmy Kimmel can.
Joe Coy, so sorry. I know you got hired 10 days ago, but it's not happening. It's just simply not happening.
He'll probably make a joke about him. Like, I feel like he's now like the butt of like hosting jokes, you know? He's kind of gotten that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? It's better be known for something than be known for nothing.
Yeah, I guess.
As I always say.
Yes,
you know what's also
no.
hot? I've been seeing everywhere for the last, I think, 5 years, Stanley Cups. I have to shit on Stanley Cups for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't get it, honestly. I'm gonna out. Can I out myself about something here?
Please do.
I'm a water bottle girl. Like I'm keeping Poland Spring on the map because I buy cases of it and I buy smart waters and I bought this bad boy. What the fuck is Path? This heavy ass one in San Francisco at the airport. Path. It's so heavy. It could like weigh me down. So
the aluminum bottles you could reuse.
Yeah.
That one's reusable.
I know. I did reuse it. Actually, I filled it at my yoga class, but I am like, the Stanley Cup of it all. I think they're cool and nice, but I don't understand the craze. Do you get this craze?
Absolutely not. They're heavy. They're bulky. I feel like they would get stinky after a while. I just don't understand. They're also so overpriced. It doesn't make sense.
How much is one? I don't even know how much they cost.
Like upwards of $40. I just I don't understand. I would like to go to Target and I want to get one of those cute little ones that are like $5. You could reuse them forever. They don't weigh 20 pounds and I feel good about it.
I just don't get. Here's what I don't get. This isn't a new thing. This isn't a phenomenon. Like we've had water bottles and reusable water bottles like for the last 20 years. I don't know. However many years, it became a lot more environmental, you know, friendly to use your own bottle, you know, and refill, like rather than wasting plastic like I do. But I feel like what is it about this specific bottle that people are losing their shit over? They're lining up like it's a new fucking iPhone. They're lining up at 2 a.m. when exactly. There's a collab for like a Stanley Cup by Starbucks. I saw people were like, I saw on the news, they're like, we're lining up. It's 4 a.m. It's still dark out. And we got to be first in line to get these Stanley Cups. And I'm like, for water.
Embarrassing. I would never. It's for water. I don't get it.
But like, I don't think it's an age thing. I was trying to think, like, is this because they're Gen Z?
Yeah, it's whatever is becoming really, really big. And I think, honestly, Gen Z is like one of the most, just they're so powerful with what they can create. They create a fad and then everybody's follow suit. I don't know if they're just talking about it on TikTok, but kids are now getting ridiculed in school if they don't have a Stanley and they have a knockoff Stanley. And I remember this in school when I had like knockoff Uggs and people would look at you and go, oh my God, those Uggs aren't even real. And it's like, do you need the real thing? Like, no, I'm in sixth grade and I'm going to outgrow these next week because I'm constantly growing. It makes no sense for my parents to spend over $100 for these Ugg boots that I'm not even going to wear it after this year. Same with like a Stanley mug. Why can't you just use a regular mug? It just drives me crazy that we're just spending so much money. They're like going off the shelves at like every single store. People can't
get
enough.
That's so wild.
That's so weird.
This is like the remember like in the early pandemic days when everyone was like, oh my God, clean out the water. Like, or like during the hurricanes here in New York, like I lived through two of those and everyone fucking raided the bread. They're like, we're never going to live again without bread. The Stanley Cups. I want to get it because I get fads. I'm trying to think, are there any things like fads that you were like, I need this. I can't live without this. I need this brand of this thing. Can you think of anything?
It was definitely the new oh my God, now I can't even remember what the name of them.
iPod? Little
music. An iPod. Yeah, I wanted the new ones. I wanted the one that around my neck. I wanted the clip-on ones. They came out with all these different styles, and I feel like everybody had their preference, but I wanted all of them. And
that's also like tech. Like tech has, you know what I mean? Tech has moments. Mm-hmm. This is water. This ain't new. Like that was cool that you could have a portable device that would play all of your favorite music that you could clip on or like you could carry with or run, and it's not like a bulky thing.
Yeah, way more uses than a water bottle, than a goddamn water bottle.
Are we just like the Grinch of the Stanley world?
No.
I like want to. It's funny because I'm like, I get it. I get wanting to be obsessed with something. And maybe here's the thing. Maybe I do have one, but it's in LA, so I haven't seen it in a long time. I have the mug. You know what I'm saying? I got the mug.
The knockoff ones do the same exact thing. I just think that people want the brand name to say that they have it. I'm going to create something that's going to be called Stanley with an M, and no one's going to know the damn difference. It does keep your drink cold. Like, it will keep your drink cold or hot, depending on whatever temperature. But any other knockoff brand will do the same, okay?
And you should go into a school, and they're going to be like, okay, what is your fucking, like, knockoff Stanley cup?
Brand.
And
you're like,
it's a Stanley. It's from
Y'all
Stanford.
Y'all don't know about Stanleys? See, this is what I wish I had. I wish I had my knowledge and wherewithal in grade school. Because you know when kids are just so mean in grade school? And
yeah.
I didn't have the self-awareness. I didn't have even the confidence to be like, you know, stand in my ground. And be like, yeah, these are knockoff Uggs. And bitch, what? I wish I had a reason to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to outgrow these. But instead, I was just like, you're right. I'm literally such a fucking loser. Like, oh, I have no knockoff Uggs. Like, I was, oh my God, the bullies. The bullies are just so miserable these days. And I wish I could have gone back in time and
I just want kids to know. Kids to know this. Yes, it's a craze. It'll end, you know. No one's going to be like
exactly
waiting at 4 a.m. for a water bottle in 2 years from now. But I want kids to know, because so many kids listen to this podcast, I'm sure.
So many.
I want the kids to know that if someone is making fun of you for having a different water bottle than the trendy Stanley water bottle,
honey,
you're going to still drink the same fucking water. You could be like, I'm drinking the same water as you.
Tell them.
Suck my dick. That's all you gotta say.
Be like, honey, I just saved $35 and I'm drinking the same water as you. We're both getting contaminated with the same dusty ass chemical filled water. You Stanley ain't doing anything.
I feel like my friend got one. She told me. She's like, I got a Stanley the other day. Like, are you gonna make fun of me? And I was like, yes.
Oh my God.
And she's like, it's amazing. It keeps it so cold. This is what she said in a text. And I wrote back, what if you like warm Poland Spring? Because that is what I choose. Like, you know, when you go to Starbucks, I get the warm one in the basket. I don't get one in the cold. I like it warm. That's how I drink my water. This is already bothering me. I refilled this. It's freezing.
Freezing. I was quiet for a little bit because I can't agree with you on that. Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't like my water freezing because it gives me a throat freeze, obviously. I want it to be, honestly, room temperature. I don't want it to be lukewarm.
I have sensitive teeth. I don't want it warm, but I like room temperature water. Yeah, my teeth hurt if it's cold.
It's actually healthier if it's room temp. It's actually healthier for your body. You don't want to shock your body with, like, drinking cold water. It doesn't do the same. It doesn't.
It's too funny. Oh, my God. Speaking of cold, can I take us for a second? Speaking of cold, do you have any thoughts on Reese Witherspoon eating the snow from her backyard? How do you feel about that?
I love this activity. She's just a mom trying to enjoy the snow with her kids. Give her this moment. So you guys, she goes outside and she's like, I want to make a drink with the snow. We never get snow. So she digs two little mugs in the snow, right? And she wants to put some chocolate syrup and some cold brew. And everybody's giving her hate because they're like, oh my God, you're not supposed to eat dirty snow.
Yeah. Honestly, my initial thought before I even knew, I saw the video and I didn't even know the hate about it. And I thought, oh no, don't eat that.
It's not yellow snow. It's white snow that's just gone through the ozone layer and it has tons of chemicals, but it's fine.
Like, it's fine, I think, to walk outside, you know, throw a tongue out, let it drop. But I was a little hesitant. I'm like, she probably has a great ice machine. She's Reese Witherspoon. But she chose the snow. And then she backed it up. She's like, we used to eat snow as kids. And look at how I turned out. Like, she like went and like.
She's not wrong.
Fought the haters. It was really funny. But I will say the drink didn't look bad. But like what slushy.
It looked absolutely phenomenal.
Starbucks is going to be like, guys, secret menu item. The snow frappuccino made with snow from our back, you know, parking lot.
It was just like a snow cone with some chocolate syrup drizzled around it. And I thought that looked delicious. Also, it was kind of a low-key showcase of that cold brew in a box. It was almost like boxed wine, but boxed cold brew.
Interesting. Interesting. See, you're influenced by that snow.
I was influenced.
They're just like us.
Have you ever they really are. Have you ever taken a snowball and just eaten it? It does taste kind of chemically. I do that all the time.
I can't even bite a popsicle or like, you know, like I just told you I eat warm water. Yeah, no, I would. My body just like, I have like full like goosebumps thinking about that.
What do you think about cold plunges?
Oh, I don't think I'd be good at that at all. No, thank you. I don't like water. I don't even like a warm plunge.
What are you, a cat? Anna's a cat. I don't even like water.
I don't. I go on vacation. I won't even go in the ocean like want. Like, I've gone on vacations where I don't touch the ocean. I love.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm okay now.
What about
going
a jacuzzi?
Maybe, but like, I don't need to. I don't like being wet. Is that weird?
Wait. I'm going to cut that clip. I don't need to. It was very Jennifer Coolidge-esque. I just. I don't really need to.
I don't like the water. I don't. Being wet is for bed.
She would say something like that. I know. I bring up the cold plunge because I woke up, I think it was yesterday morning, and I opened my phone.
In Indiana. Ugh,
I got to stop doing that.
Natural cold plunge outside, and you walked outside and you're fucking.
I dipped my ass right in it. No. I woke up to a Joe Rogan video. Okay.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's like, guys, it's 20 degrees outside. It's actually 30 degrees in this cold plunge. So I'm actually going to get warm in the cold plunge. He proceeds to take off all his clothes. The only thing he has on is his little boxer hanky pankies. All of a sudden, I'm blinded by Joe Rogan's ball sack.
Ew.
I'm blinded. I go, this is the last thing I wanted to see when I wake up. It was just dangling right there. He's like pulling up his little hanky pankies.
Ew.
He jumps into the cold plunge and he just breathes. And it's supposed to obviously help your metabolism, help boost your immune system, boost your serotonin. Like these are all the things cold plunges does. I
yeah,
don't know.
Sure.
I'm looking at you and I'm being like,
same with
I
drinking
need to try it.
Water out of a Stanley cup. That's that increases your metabolism.
So all these new crazes, you know why we're doing all these crazes? Because we're bored as fuck. As humans, we like literally don't have nothing to live for. We're like, you know what we should do? Submerge our bodies into negative 2 degrees.
Yeah, we're desperate.
So
anything.
That's what Joe Rogan's doing. Anything for serotonin.
Oh my
Anyways,
God.
I hope there's a cold plunge in Aspen because I'm going to do it.
Aspen is cold. I always thought it was the opposite. Go in a hot tub in Aspen because it's cold outside. You go in a cold plunge in the summer because you're like warm and whatever, and that's going to shock your body. The fuck do I know? We're going to take a quick break. We got more. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right.
And we are back. And I have one thing to say to you, Anna. Calma. Calma the F down. Calma. Have you seen this this Anne Hathaway clip that's resurfaced from almost like 2 years ago?
Resurfaced from, yeah, I had no idea. Here's the thing. There have been a lot of Anne Hathaway clips lately on the internet with her and paparazzi telling
them
to stay
away. She has
a
very close relationship with the paparazzi. It's the Princess of Genovia level.
It's funny because she's so like treating them like, get away. Like little kids, like calm down,
like, yeah,
go
exactly.
away.
Exactly.
Please don't touch. Put your hands
that's
on down.
It's a peaceful way of being the relationship with the paparazzi. You know what I mean? It's not like yelling or screaming at them. It's very much, let's have a conversation. Maybe her therapist was like, you should work on that.
Oh my God. So, I feel like it's, she could just smile and look cute. They're going to take photos anyway. Like I think
know,
it's,
girl.
And videos. Please. I think it's weird to, I haven't been in her shoes, so I don't want to say like, it's weird, do something else. But I'm also like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of celebrities just kind of like smile and wave and brush it off. Like that's part of
exactly.
the job.
Right?
Sorry. But yeah.
The video that resurfaced, everybody's been talking about it. She basically is just saying calma. I think she's in Spain or Italy. Right?
She's got to be. Yeah. She's got to be.
Somewhere
somewhere
with the cobblestone.
They don't speak. And English is not the first language.
Right, exactly. Do you want me to play it on the microphone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Please, calma, amore, calma. So,
I don't.
I guess that's one way of talking to them. Does that make you feel calma?
It doesn't make me feel calma. It makes me feel like that was passive aggressive. I'd be like, I don't need to calma down, honey. I'm doing my job out here, okay? I'm going to sell these photos to a magazine and make $1 billion. So you calma, okay? You can calma. No, it was
Amore.
Very... It's funny because it does feel very Hilaria of like her just going
Is it,
out.
It's very Eladia coded, okay? It's giving Eladia coming down. What would Eladia? I think we should do a little... little reaction
I mean,
with Hilaria.
I think it's beautiful if the paparazzitos follow you, you know? It's like, how would you, why wouldn't you want that? But I know because when I am out with my kids, it's like sometimes they show up and I'm just like, you need to go away. Please, please leave us alone. Leave us alone. But I would not tell them to be calma because calma is like... You know, to be calma is like to be, you know, quieto. It's like a different word for that, you know. I'd be like, ay, quieto. That's what I would say, you know, like show a little.
The proper word. Right.
Show a little aggression, you know, like be intense though. Don't just be like, calma, like, calma. I don't know. It was weird. I felt like she was trying to be me, and I felt a little like, okay, nice try. But yeah, in España, if the paparazzitos find me, I just put, I take off my top and I just put, you know, my bra out and I say, okay, yeah. una foto, and then you go home. And then I have
That's
to be
That's what they
with my
really
kids.
Want. Yeah.
Yeah. They really want that. They really, really do. But I don't know. I feel like she is so famous, you know. She's so lucky that she can just do what she wants because the paparazzitos will be there. You know, I have to call mine. I do.
I was going to say, Eladia,
did you see my video yesterday?
Was this the one you're doing pliés in the bathroom or were you just like walking by? You're walking like they were...
Was
this the one you're walking in front of the building? They were filming you outside.
They were filming me, yes. I took a walk just for me. I put on my heels and my jacket and I took a walk and no kids and they just filmed me so much. But I did not say calma.
You didn't. You were kind of embracing them.
I was on the phone with my friend, so I had like lots to deal with, you know? I had a lot to talk about. Yeah, it's okay.
I saw that. I was wondering where you were going because you looked absolutely fabulous with these like tights, heels. It looked like you were
I was going
to,
home.
Like, a lunch. You were going
no,
home.
No, I went to out. I had no wallet, no bag. If you look, I have no bag, wallet, nothing. Yeah, I just have Apple Pay. And so I went out and I took a phone call. And, you know, I thought, I don't go out a lot. So I'm just going to go for a walk to talk to my friends. And, you know, the paparazzitos caught it like crazy. Yeah. But, you know, and everyone's like, it's 20 degrees, but I run warm. Because I'm from España and I have warm blood. Okay. So they can calm
you really do.
Thank you.
Yeah. If anybody needs to calm it down. Yeah. It's.
What about Sofia Vergara? I feel like for her to be like, calma, calma. Was she offended by that? You know, like she's also in front of the paparazzi. What does she think about this?
Yes. You know, I don't really talk to the paparazzi like that. Like I love when they take pictures of me, but yeah. I don't get very angry. But I never heard of the word calma. I would, if somebody is being rude or mean, I say, cállate su boca. That means quiet your mouth.
Oh, yes. Quiet your mouth. That is more like, you know, assertive, I guess. Calma, did you feel like who was she talking to, right?
It kind of felt like I was talking to my son when I was like, he was like 2 or 3 years old and I was reading him a bedtime story. And I feel like that is more when you say calma.
Yeah.
But I never heard of this, but Anne Hathaway, you know, she is so peaceful. She's not Hispanic because a Latina woman, we would be angry. We'd be screaming, you know?
Yeah. Do you think it was nice she tried to speak the language of where she was?
I did hear a slight accent. So I think that helps. But for a white woman, you know, I heard a little bit of the rolling of the R's.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. But we do not say calma. I never heard of that.
Yeah, it was a little strange. Do you think they were calma after? Do you think it worked?
No. If you want somebody to listen, you have to yell. You have to be like, ah! That's why I would say, IJ, you have to yell, you know?
Yeah.
Next time, don't say calma, say cállate, scream at them.
Yeah, because you never know what'll surface on TikTok 2 years later.
That's right. That's right. I'm like drifting off. That's right. Yeah.
No, I love this video and I feel like Princess of Genovia came out and... Yeah. Anne Hathaway, calma, calma. She needs to be on the Calm app and do a midnight meditation.
I would listen to it.
That's what I feel. There has been so much news with the Kardashians.
Oh my God. We got to catch up. We got to do a quick catch up with the Kardashians. The Kardashians of it all.
Absolutely must. I mean, where do we even begin? It's really coming down to Kim. We're just going to gossip about Kim for a minute.
Okay. Kim, honestly, Kim's been putting out a lot of videos.
She has. She really has. Yeah, no, it's like, is somebody else running her TikTok? Like, did she hire a new Gen Z rep? Like, what's
I'm
going to
go with someone new. Yeah. Someone new came in. She was like, there's not enough TikTok happening here. I need I need you to do more. Yeah. And she gave us a tour of her office, was it? With the tanning bed and the...
It felt like a joke. With her sizing.
It felt like it was like Kim joking. It almost felt like that Skims ad that I like parodied on Halloween, you know?
Yes.
How like, funny was where that? She was like, hi, if you want, she's like, let's take a look at my office. Like it was almost like performative for Kim, you know? Because she's real, I think, in a lot of ways. But this was like,
it really was.
It was so weird.
Her office, let me just say her office looks like purgatory. It looks like a wasteland of neutral nothing. I don't know what's going on.
That's her house, too.
I don't like it. I don't want to say I hate it. I just don't like it. It's not my style. Do you like it? It's like the definition of neutral beige girl aesthetic.
Here's the thing. I like it probably more than you are saying you like it because you know I love just like white walls and a white bed. Mm-hmm. And like I like that kind of plain look. I don't have any patterns or anything on my stuff. But I like a pop of color here and there. The colors don't pop ever in the Kim Kardashian aesthetic, right? It's mostly
there is not a red, a pink, a blue to be seen for miles.
Miles.
No.
The office or the home.
Nothing.
Her bathroom, I will say, looks like an airport hangar. Like, it's so massive, and it's just like, you've seen the bathroom. But I did love the trees outside the bathroom for
those
the
are very
holidays.
Pretty. Very pretty.
Yeah, but it was also like, wow, that's where she gets up in the middle of the night to go pee. Just like a full, like, you know, it looks like a auditorium. I don't know. It's like a giant.
It's just so spacious and slabs of asphalt.
Yeah. Rocks.
She says it instills peace in her, but you know, it instills construction site in me. Construction.
Construction.
It looks like a construction site. That's how I feel.
But also, Kim dropped some big news today. She is the Balenciaga brand ambassador. So I guess we are over our Balenciaga drama, right?
I guess so. That happened real quick. It was like, we hate them, we love them.
In and out. That was really funny because we were all like, absolutely not. She had to make a statement. She's been their ambassador. Yeah. Like she was, you know, they
Thank
probably
you.
Were like,
I thought
let's
I
take
was
a break.
Going crazy. Yeah. OK,
let's take a quick break. You know, she was probably like, let's not actual break on this podcast. Let's take a quick break for Kim because, you know, it won't look good. And then we'll bring her back as soon as this like kind of blows over. This will die down, you know, and it'll blow over.
Once they stopped doing S&M with like baby
children
dolls and bears and children, it was
pornography.
Weird. It was like, what are
shit.
We it was child porno adjacent and we're very confused. And now Kim's like new person. We're here. We're doing it. So now the ban is off of Balenciaga. See, I don't like that. It's like once you're banned, you're banned.
It's weird.
And you can make a comeback, but in like 5 years, like not 5 months.
5 months, literally. I don't know when it was, but it wasn't that long ago. It reminds me like I don't know if you saw the images like Zara got canceled because they had like the fucking like all these like mannequins and stuff that kind of looked like images from the war in Gaza, and it was like really fucked up, and there were like Nazi symbols like hidden in their like ads and shit, and I feel like that happened for 2 weeks and then people were like, yeah, it's Zara, I buy Zara.
The level that people are able to get over things so quickly is alarming, and it's because
not with
of
people,
I think
though.
Oh, not with people be canceled for years.
Yeah.
Years. But brands, is that just because they pay for better PR and then the PR is popping up with like new stuff so we get confused?
I don't know. But I
regardless,
think
she is hot with Balenciaga now.
I want to hear Chris and Court's take on everything. There's a lot to catch up with Chris and Court, right?
For sure. Mom, are you there? Hi, doll. I'm here. Absolutely. I love podcasting.
It's crazy that we like don't have a podcast, but we have a reality show, which I guess is better.
Honestly, you make more money on television. On camera makes more money traditionally. Podcasting's great for people who have no face. But if you spend money on your face, why would you have a podcast?
Might as well show it off. I know. Something I wanted to ask you. Kim put out a video where she's like, I'm Kim Kardashian, blah, blah, blah. She has a tanning bed in her office.
Oh, yeah. I've used it.
I thought we were like banning UV light. This is like not healthy.
Oh, no, doll. It's an all natural tanning bed. There's no UV light. It just kind of gives you the illusion of that. This is we worked with some scientists in Australia for this one. And really? She was the first one to test it out in the United States because she's Kim fucking Kardashian.
Wow. And once I see this, what do I see about this? She has a 3D mold of her brain.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was for we worked with these other scientists. Your sister is really well
read. My God. She's like taking law exams and like working with scientists.
They really wanted to study someone who came from like, you know, the fashion Hollywood influencer world who went into law, and they wanted to see how it affected her brain. And so she was paid a lot of money for that brain. It was great. They said, do you want any other kids to do it? And I said, I don't really have any other kids' brains to show off right now.
My brain is so much bigger than Kim's. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, do you have let me think? Let me study?
We're actually developing that. It was supposed to come out after Lemmy.
Wait, and is it just going to be straight Adderall? Because I would actually take that.
No, Mom, actually, stop giving away our secrets. Okay. Let me think. Let me think. It's going to stimulate like all of your senses.
Oh, wow. So like touch?
Yeah. Everything.
Oh,
it's like that movie, The Sixth Sense, but it's going to be like the 10th sense.
So we're all going to be dead. So I'm going to be dead. Wait, so if it's, so it makes you think while you touch. Let me tell you, that is something I do every night with Corey. I really do. We touch and we think. And we do a couple other nasty things that I can't tell you.
I truly don't want to think about it. That's one thing I don't want to think about. But yeah, I've just been like so busy in Target. I don't know if you've seen, but it'd be nice if you like paid a visit to one of the nearby Targets.
I'm ready to go to Target with you. I think it's fabulous. You know, I've always taught you to be your own marketing queen. And here you are going into regular people's stores and sitting on the floors and really digging in there. I'm really proud of you. You're doing a wonderful community service. It's really nice to see.
Yeah. I'm like really hype about it. I call it guerrilla marketing, and I'm just being really aggressive with it.
It's wonderful. You're doing fab. You're doing amazing, sweetie. You really are.
I think that's the first time you've ever told me that.
I like you today. I don't know what it is. What'd you do to your hair?
Did you like take a gummy or something before this?
Oh, I had an edible brownie. Have you ever had that?
Is it sugar free?
Oh, I doubt it. In a brownie, you need sugar in a brownie, doll. I hired this baker. They only make things that are full of THC. And she said, do you want a brownie? I said, don't have to ask me twice.
Give her two. She wants all of the THC. Yeah, you're literally crazy. Wait, oh my God. Speaking of THC and like drugs.
Oh
Tristan
no,
Trash.
You found my stash in your house.
No, I didn't find it because your stash is up your ass.
No, it's in the back of Mason's closet. Don't go.
You're hiding it in my son's closet. You're like literally such a bad grandma.
It's in a safe. He doesn't know. He thinks it's something he can have when he's 21.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to him about that. No, but Trash Can Thompson news came out. Are you still friends with him?
I had lunch with him on Thursday, but what happened? What is in the news now?
Oh my God, you're literally like sharing bread with this man. He got suspended because he got caught with drugs.
Oh no, Tristan, I'm going to have to text him.
No, do not contact him. We like he need has, a cease and desist.
He has so many gorgeous children. He needs 25 games could really affect their lunches, you know? I mean, come on. Maybe I'll send him some money. I feel terrible. I, you know, sometimes it happens by accident. Were they in his car? Where were they?
He probably had to take a drug test and his piss tested positive.
Oh, no. I hope it wasn't because of our lunch. I'm not going to lie. We shared a little toke after.
You literally disgust me.
No, it was just natural, organic weed. You would love it. I told you to lighten up the mood, doll.
No, no. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I don't have fun. No.
Yeah, we know. We've heard. We've seen. And we've been with you for many years. Oh, I feel so terrible for Tristan. You know, he's family. Anyone who's family, I feel
feel bad.
No, don't feel bad for him. He's a trash can, throw away garbage. Don't feel sorry for him.
I better call Chloe. I really should see how she's handling all right. This.
Toodles, you go do that.
Okay.
Wow. So much news.
So much.
Good Lord. That family really never runs out of news. I feel calm. Very calma. I feel calma. I feel good.
Good.
And, you know, we're very much amore calma. Calma. What is the remix? There needs to be a remix that comes out of that. Calma. Calma. Amore. They're going to come out with it soon.
Oh, my God. It's probably already on TikTok. There's people who do it in like 2 seconds. I love it.
How do they do it so fast? I know. They are really super fast. Super fast.
Well, have an amazing trip in Aspen. Guys, if you're listening to this, send Andrea all the Aspen wrecks. Give her.
Please do. You know, this Mexican has never been east of the Mississippi. Please send a girl.
I was like, that's not true.
Yeah, that isn't true. Isn't east. Sorry, I grew up on the East Coast. I meant Mason-Dixon. I've never been west.
You better get that Barbie cowboy hat when you're there. You better get on that trend.
Girl, please. Shopping at Kemosabe, please. No, I need, does anybody want to Venmo me $300 so I can buy a Kemosabe hat? Please. Please do. Maybe I'll get them to be the moon boots. Maybe I can get them a sponsor on the show. And, you know, this show, this episode is sponsored by Aspen.
Love it. I've never been. I would go. Maybe I'll come. Maybe I'll just come. I have nothing this week.
I think you really should. And honestly, it's kind of like a charity case. They're like, this Mexican should see Aspen, to be honest. That's what it feels like.
No. No, they don't
It's part of my bit, really. Don't feel sad for me. It's part of my bit. I'm like, you know, this Mexican has never been west. I got to come up with a joke. Never been west of the Rio Grande? That would be north. Fuck it. I gotta get some geography straight here. Anywho, zits, catch up with us. We'll see you guys next week.
That's
anything
the
else? Ep. Forgetting?
No. Watch our stuff on YouTube because, you know, we're trying to grow video as well as this audio podcast. So check us out on YouTube. We got a lot of fun clips that have been happening on Instagram and TikTok. So go watch those, share those. You know, if you have any requests for anything, you know where to DM us at Bigwigs Podcast. Okay. Shoot us a message. Guess what? We run our own account. Okay. We didn't hire Kim Kardashian's person yet. So. Find us there and tell your friends to listen because we're fun.